You know, for decades, Senator Bernie Sanders has been sounding the alarm about concentrated wealth and corporate power. And honestly, what used to feel like political rhetoric is now hitting us right in the face. It's a pressing reality we can't ignore.
It really is. And at its core, the thesis is pretty straightforward. When economic power gets that heavily concentrated, it inevitably buys political influence. We see it distorting our tax codes, pushing for deregulation, and consistently prioritizing shareholder profits over actual public welfare.
And that's exactly what makes it so dangerous. This dynamic is directly threatening our democratic stability. It's eroding public trust and slowly, but surely disconnecting everyday voters from the institutions that are supposed to represent them.
You're right. And nowhere is that disconnect more glaring than in the technology sector.
Think about it. Over the past 15 years, just a handful of big tech companies have quietly consolidated control over how we communicate, how we shop, and even how we consume information. It's almost like they run our daily lives.
They operate at a scale that's honestly comparable to national governments. Yet for years, they've faced remarkably minimal oversight.
And the result? We've built a digital landscape where real competition is stifled, our personal data is treated like a commodity, and engagement-driven algorithms are actively amplifying polarization. It's exhausting to navigate.
Exactly. Sanders has been clear that this isn't just a cultural nuisance. It's a genuine democratic crisis. We're letting unelected executives effectively control public discourse without any of the traditional checks and balances we rely on.
And to make matters more intense, we're seeing the rapid deployment of artificial intelligence. It's amplifying all these existing risks.
True. While AI promises unprecedented efficiency, we have to be honest about the flip side. It threatens to significantly deepen economic inequality.
We're already seeing it happen. Automation is actively displacing workers across customer service, content creation, and even specialized professional fields. It's happening fast.
Meanwhile, tech companies are in a race to secure monopolistic advantages, often with very little transparency about how their models are trained or how user data is being used.
Without proper regulation, AI is just going to centralize economic power even further. We'll see wealth concentrated among the people who control the infrastructure and the data, while the gap widens for everyday workers and small businesses. It's a hard pill to swallow.
What's really distinguishing this moment, though, is the sheer scale of public awareness. People are waking up to it.
Absolutely. Frustration with digital monopolies, privacy violations, and unchecked AI integration has completely moved from theoretical debate to daily experience. We're living it.
And that widespread discontent is finally driving a tangible political shift.
You can see it everywhere. Lawmakers across party lines are introducing antitrust legislation. Consumer groups are loudly demanding stricter data privacy standards, and everyday citizens are calling for real corporate transparency.
Our cultural patience for unchecked corporate expansion is rapidly diminishing. The window for inaction is closing.
So, how do we actually address these challenges? It's going to require a comprehensive, proactive strategy. We can't just patch things up.
Precisely. Key solutions include strengthening antitrust enforcement to actually break up digital monopolies, implementing robust AI oversight frameworks that prioritize safety and worker protections, reforming campaign finance and lobbying rules to curb billionaire influence, and investing heavily in public infrastructure and education. We need to ensure the benefits of technology are broadly shared.
I couldn't agree more. The critical takeaway here is that innovation simply cannot come at the expense of democratic oversight or economic fairness. We deserve better.
It's a fair point. Powerful interests will absolutely resist change, and technological advancement will continue to outpace traditional policy cycles. But the growing consensus that concentrated wealth and unchecked tech power threaten our democratic stability, that marks a crucial turning point.
It really does. And honestly, the question is no longer whether regulatory and structural reforms will happen. It's how quickly we can all act together before the divide between corporate power and the public becomes irreparable.